Rob Howells of the Wellington Dukes, and coming off a 3-7 campaign. Now, Coach, you're a veteran. 6 years at Wellington. Boy, I remember it seemed like yesterday you were telling us first year and the numbers aren't that great. And so and you think about that progress that you guys have made in 5 years, it really is something.
Yeah, it really is. It's great. You know, again, Wellington's a great football town, small town that loves their sports and athletes, and it's not just football. They come out and support everything. They travel well, and, you know, 18 to 20 that first year, and this will be year four of 44 or more. So, you know, proud of that and what the kids have done and the spirit that they've put back into athletics there.
Coach, does sort of give you it's sort of like an extra sense of belief in what you're doing as the head coach, seeing the numbers maintain themselves over the years, knowing that kids are looking at your football program and saying, hey, yeah, I want to be a part of that. I got to imagine that goes a long way just in your confidence as the head coach of these guys.
It's all about the kids, really. You know, they're out having fun. They're enjoying their experiences. Those coaches make football an experience for them, make it enjoyable again. You know, obviously we want to compete. We want to win. But we know there's more to life than football. You know, we're constantly preaching culture and being the best version of you as a man or woman, because we've had women play for us as well. And, you know, yes, so selfishly, yes, a lot. But, you know, it's more about the bigger picture and what the kids have done and recruiting their buddies and, hey, come try this. It's going to be fun.
2-1 down the stretch last season, and I know you guys were flirting with that playoff conversation. And we've talked to other coaches about this already a little bit, you know, that momentum from 1 year to the next. Does that really exist in high school football? But do you feel like you can maybe take something away from that final three games to kind of fuel the start of this season?
I sure hope so. Again, we're going to be kind of inexperienced. I wouldn't say young, because we're going to have a lot of juniors that got some time at the end of the last year playing, you know, due to injuries and different things. So hopefully it does springboard us. I think it did springboard our off season a little bit, so hopefully we can just keep that momentum rolling into the season.
You know, talking about some individuals, I know last year you really missed, you know, Devin Diedrich, who was hurt most of the year. Not to put it on one kid, but just the excitement to have him back his senior year. Is he healthy? And talk about some of the individuals that you're counting on from Wellington this year.
Yeah, huge. And, unfortunately, I think it felt like talking to all the different coaches in the LCA, that was a story everywhere.
Right.
You know, our key guys were hurt, you know, and injured. And, you know, in smaller school football games, that's not one starter, it's two. Because chances are a kid like that plays both sides of the ball. So, yes, Devin Diedrich, healthy, back, looking great. You know, going to play DN and fullback for us. And, you know, hopefully he can stay healthy and show, you know, what he's been trying to show over the last couple of years. He's an all-Ohio kid as a sophomore. You know, and then unfortunately broke his hand and wasn't allowed to wrap it and play. He wanted to, you know, but the doctors wouldn't let him do that. So he was played those three games. And I don't think there's any coincidence on why we went 2-1
right.
when he was back on the field.
Rob, I'm a Firelands Conference guy at heart. That's where I'm from. And I look at you, and I'm like, are you guys going to join the Firelands Conference or what? I mean, you Western Reserve, Mapleton, Plymouth. You know, talk about your non-conference schedule and how it gets you ready for the LCA.
To be honest, it's tough. I think we have some of the better teams in the Firelands Conference that we go up against, and it gets us ready for us. Again, good local competition is something we look for. And especially now with, you know, being 16 teams, you know, who's in our region, who can we see? You know, to get a feel for what's out there, what we might see in week 11 if we can make it. You know, Western Reserve is big, physical, and tough every year. It's a great week one opener to see where we're at. Mapleton returns a ton of guys, got a really talented quarterback. So we're going to have our work cut out for us in those first 3 weeks.
Coach, you got a good quarterback in your own right with Landon Wright. No pun intended there by any means. That was a swing and a miss. But, you know, sophomore last year, junior this year, what's kind of that step forward for him?
I think the knowledge of the game, you know if getting his reads, seeing who's open, doing the proper checkdowns, and you know, becoming a better football player. You know, saw him take a huge step forward as a leadership role in the offseason weight room over the winter and spring, and you know, I think it's continued to the summer. Still making some, you know, young kid, again, inexperienced mistakes, because we did throw C.J. Pullen in there still last year in spots, and you know, so just looking for him to keep making that step forward. Again, a lot of these guys besides Devin that I can talk about, I'll be talking about again next year. So that excites me.
You talk a little bit about the LCA. I know you guys have kind of been right in the middle of the pack. Maybe when you first start there, you know, you wanted to get to that middle of the pack. What's the next step? What's the expectation for Wellington? How do you get maybe from third, fourth, fifth to try to take that next step?
Yeah, I think just competing. You know, we went from being that game on the schedule, and now we're that game that people, you know, are unsure about. You know, we're competing. We're going to be a tough out, and you know, hopefully when the dust settles here this year, you know, we'll be in that top conversation with, you know, the Columbias, the Keystones, the Firelands, the Rivers, everyone that's been there for year in, year out.
Haven't asked anyone else this tonight, but I, and I think I know how you feel about it. I'll throw it out there to you anyway. I get the impression you were one of the coaches that really liked the expansion of the playoffs because it gave your team a chance, maybe teams that are having a season sort of like a Wellington where maybe in the past you might mail it in those last couple of weeks where now you're on the border, maybe you're in, the kids get excited about, you know, what are your thoughts on that?
I go back and forth, to be honest. In 2019, my second year, we went 6-4, and we missed it by 0.035 or something like that. We finished ninth out of eight teams. Very talented team that missed it. But, you know, there was a lot to going into that offseason on that 6-4 high and not, you know, going into playoffs and possibly playing, you know, a team that could beat us by 40. But, you know, being more forward-thinking and giving kids opportunities and giving them that playoff experience, it is a different atmosphere. Again, Wellington travels well. When we did make it and went all the way out to Mineral Ridge, the stands were packed. So to have them have that experience and get that extra week of practice and things under their belt, I think is huge and vital. So I am for it, you know, and even if we are, you know, around that 500 number and not, you know, not where exactly where we want to be, hopefully we get another week to prepare. As I said, especially for my inexperienced team, we have that extra week of practice can be huge next year.
With an inexperienced team, you start off the bat with two games at home. Does that kind of help with just the comfort level of playing under the Friday night lights and getting those consistent varsity snaps?
Yeah, I sure hope. Again, the Wellington community is huge. They're always out there supporting. So hopefully being at home in a familiar territory where we practice and work will help them settle in and get rid of some of those jitters.
I'm just looking at a text I got from Brian Corey. We'll talk about it during the break. But, again, Rob, for Wellington to, you know, maybe take that next step, what are some things that have to go right for you? And how important is it in that non-conference schedule to have some success, you think, to kind of lead into the?
I think it's huge. You know, I really look at the season as twofold, especially now with, you know, the first official day being 2 weeks from kickoff. You know, we're 16 days from kickoff. We just completed day three. You know, those first three games are important, A, to start fast so you have confidence, but B, to also kind of figure out who you are and what you're about. You know, quite honestly, tomorrow is going to be our fourth different starting five group up front. Now, it might be some of the same names, but shuffled from guard to tackle. We're still trying to figure out a lot. We have to replace three starters from last year up there, and there's still a lot we have to find out about ourselves. You know, yeah, the Devin Diedrichs, the Landon Wrights, the Johnny Kinners, the, you know, Connor Shepherds, the Adam Mahalik, the guys that did it last year, we know about. But what are we going to be around them, and how are we going to support them to be the best version of ourselves as, you know, our 111th in our team?
Coach, the only other thing I had for you is, you know, what is the identity of this team? Have you kind of figured that out through practices? Have you had scrimmages yet to kind of be able to sort that out, or is that still maybe kind of an unknown heading into week one?
I would say it's an unknown. Again, as a high school football coach, as some of the guys have said before me, you have to adapt it to your skill. So our offense is going to look slightly different this year than it has in the past, because I don't think it's a smart move to do what we've done in the past with what we have on the outsides and coming back. So are we going to run? Are we going to pass? Don't know yet, but I think so far in practice and going best against best, we look good doing either. You know, again, Devin Diedrich carries the rock well. Landon spins it well, and we got guys that can go catch it. So hopefully we can figure that out here in 16 days and be ready for a tough Western Reserve team.
Well, Rob, thanks so much for the time. Appreciate you. Good luck to you and the Wellington Dukes. You mentioned it a couple times. To me, there's no small-town fan base in Lorain County quite like Wellington. When things are going well, they just support you, love you guys, home, road. They go watch you whether you go 0-10 or 10-0.
Yes.
But it's one of the great fan bases in Lorain County. I want to wish you the best of luck. And
thank you.
We've got you in week nine over at one of your old rivals, those guys in purple.
Yeah, down east a little bit there.
All right. Well, thanks again. That's Rob Howells, the head coach of Wellington.